It's been a minute since I've recorded an episode. كل الابيسودز اللي I put out for the past like month and a half have been pre-recorded. I'm really excited for this one. I've had it in mind for forever since I literally met this girl. And for some reason we haven't sat down to do it. And she's a lifesaver because the episode I was going to put out today fell apart. And I texted her امبارح and I was like, hey, can you get on the phone in the morning? And then she was like, yes. And she went to bed early for me. I fucking love her. Before I tell you who it is though, if you're not already following me on Instagram, my Instagram and Twitter are at Janasawi. That is spelled how you think it would be. Janaelsawi. And the Instagram podcast Instagram at INSUA podcast. That is it. My guest today is Malak Galal, the founder of Writers Hub. Malak. Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy that you're here. I love
you. Wanna come in?
How was your sleep?
I slept well. I actually forced myself to sleep.
SubhanAllah. Like, imagine get you someone who goes to bed early for your podcast. I'm just saying. Let me tell them a little story of how we met. Malak, obviously, as I said, is the founder of Writers Hub. So if you don't know what Writers Hub is, first of all, get your head out of your ass. Second of all, it's this writing community that's really awesome. Basically, they host, it's just a writing community where they have like virtual and physical open mics. Because of COVID, there are a lot of virtual ones. There have been workshops, I think, but I haven't been able to attend them. Actually, I kind of joined halfway through the year. And it's just like a group of like really awesome people.
Thank you. We actually started the سنة اللي فاتت بلايك a huge summit for writers وبتاع, بس احنا بدأنا من هنا والكوكب راح قفل من هنا, so we haven't been able to do it again. So we've been keeping things on the low.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, mainly for now it's just like, yeah, the workshops and the open mics.
حابين
نشوف الدنيا راح بينا على فين.
This year كل في ناس كتير قوي that I've had on that have been like, I started right before quarantine وما اعرفش ايه, فحاسه ان كل الناس started doing things in January and then العالم was like no.
ايوه, we started in like December and then هو فعلا كان no جدا, مش عارفه بجد مش عارفه كان في ايه, بس احنا like we started in December, we did our last workshop كان 28 فبراير and then قرار الغلق طلع بعدها مثلا باسبوع.
يعني هو الصراحه يعني السنه دي والسنه اللي فاتت have not been easy.
True. والسنة دي كمان بدايتها صعبة شوية, يعني إن شاء الله هنعوض في الشهور اللي
جاية. أول مرة I met Malak كان في I was like an absolute mess. It was in the open mic that she had in August, and we were for Seoul اللي في المعادي. I don't know if you know that, if you know the place, but it's a really nice place. But there were a lot of people. It was really packed. We were like in the height of COVID, felt like that was probably the first or the second time that had ever been in like such a crowded room. So keep in mind my anxiety من الناس اللي في الأوضة. And then that was like my first time that I'd ever performed. And this is like my dream to find a community of writers since I was like 12.
Watch Jenna talk about anxiety and she like made the entire room cry.
I was crying though, so maybe they were like, they felt bad. I know, why are you crying? Like, stop.
Why is one crying? I don't know. Like, literally in it, the first like part of the performance, I was in the bathroom and then I came up. وقبلها بعشر دقايق كان اللي قبلك كمان كان حد بيعزف جيتار, فالناس like بتفايب, فانا فجأة طلعت انا عمالة بص الناس كلها بتعيط, هو في ايه؟
هو في ايه جدعان؟
Why is everyone crying? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like the warmest thing ever.
بتعيط الناس دي كلها قوي كده.
Yeah, بجد they
did their performance was amazing.
And في بنت,
I still remember it to this day.
في بنت في النص gave me tissues and then I was like, جماعة أنا بحب الناس دي قوي. I just met you but I love you all so much.
Yeah, that بجد this was one hell of a good day بجد.
It was. Do you remember what your first performance was like? Like the first one ever, ever, ever?
First one ever, ever, ever was in an open mic. في مكان اسمه واتريانو. And my best friend forced me into it. And بجد أنا كنت يومها I wrote a piece about it after it. And overall the whole idea of it was in like I realized at the time that a big part of why I write is because I write the things that I'm unable to say. فاللي هو انا جيت اقرا الكلام بجد، انا ما عرفتش ادي اكسبريشن، ما عرفتش اشو ايموشن. انا literally كنت عامله زي العيال الصغيره اللي عارفه اللي هي بتقرا في الفصل في ابتدائي دي، انا كنت literally عامله كده. Until now I'm not that good at performing because mainly I write things that I can't really talk about. It just sounds really odd to write something because you can't say it, then go back and perform it.
Yeah, which is funny because that's exactly what I do. And then, but for me, it was like very different. I only physically performed one time, and that was like the most, يعني دي البوم دي كانت اللي هو I cannot say any of these things. And that's kind of why I started crying because مش عارفة ايه اللي حصل يعني, بس like my body kind of like, what are you doing? Stop, like stop saying this. You can't tell people this. فاهمة؟ عارفة اللي هو الرياكشن بتاع اللي هو بطلي اسكتي.
Yeah, true. بصراحة like أنا personally الموضوع بيجي معايا إن أنا بماسك my emotions وببتدي إن أنا أقرأ بسرعة جدا، اللي هو أنا مخي بتاع الموضوع إحنا لو قرينا بسرعة محدش هياخد باله منا.
ايوه
بس فكده، والفكرة اللي هو بجد كل الناس كانت يعني أكيد طبعا ما قالوش كده في وشي يعني، بس كل الناس كانت بتحاول تقول إن هما somehow ما كانوش مركزين معايا. like كل الناس بقى كانت خايفة تهيرت ماي ايجو وبتاع، وانا اللي هو ايه ده بجد ما كنتش مركزين. طب ده حلو جدا. مصلحة.
الحمد لله.
انا بجد قعدت حاجة بعدها مثلا سنة ونص مش ببرفورم حاجة، علشان فعلا انا يومها I realized ان انا داخلة في غلط خالص.
Yeah, it's true. عامة some people, يعني not all poetry is made to be performed. Yeah, there are some poems of mine ببص عليهم and I'm like, I can't read that on stage. It's not gonna read like I want it to. في حاجات اللي هو it's more performative, بس في حاجات are like, it's just supposed to sit on paper وخلاص.
True. أنا I guess أغلب الحاجات اللي I performed were mainly about love، لأنه بحسه مش حاجة crucial قوي، أو مش حاجة يعني مش حاجة اللي هو I know this is very weird to say، بس أو at least so far from my weird life experiences، إن هي حاجة حتى when you show emotion in it everyone can relate، واللي هو صباح الفل حاجة عادية ناس كتيرة مرت بيها، مش حاجة sensitive قوي زي ما حد يطلع يقرأ poem about like parental issues or someone's death أو كده.
Yep.
بحس إن أغلب poems اللي can perform are usually about like love and relationships والحاجات دي.
Yeah. It's like the universal thing. Like there's no one in the world who has never felt something towards someone. You know when the people are gonna get it.
And to be honest, my the only poem I've ever done مثلا voice over ليها كانت اللي هي borders that was like on my Instagram. And like حرفيا ال poem دي I really hope that guy read it or like heard it or came across it. It was about someone I saw in Dahab, and the guy أنا معروش, and I thought he was extremely attractive, and I literally still remember him till now. So when I came back to Cairo I wrote this about him, and then I did the voice over and posted it, and I still wonder till today هل هو شافها ولا لا.
Funny that you say that, because I was just gonna ask, how do you feel about I was just on a podcast مع Miriam Ahmed, I don't know if you know her, I think you do, and Hazel Cortez, they have a podcast together, and we were just like recording it in mbarah, and we were talking about like what it feels like to be written about, but also to write about someone and to know that they're going to read it. For a while بالنسبه لي الموضوع كان هو اكتر حاجه مرعبه في الدنيا, but I think I've somehow gotten past it. Do you feel like you're still in the area where like you can't show people a poem that's about them? How do you feel about like that?
It depends. لأنه في حاجات بتبقى الناس لازم تعرفها وفي حاجات الناس مش لازم تعرفها. Like في يعني في حاجات ينفع فعلا اللي هو تتقال وفي حاجات ما ينفعش. في حاجات انت بتكتبيها عشان نفسك, في حاجات انت بتكتبيها عشان اللي قدامك. So for example, if I'm talking about going through مثلا heartbreak أو كده, I'm writing it purely out of the idea that I'm sad, that I'm angry, that I'm devastated. But I'm writing it mainly to like let out steam. I wouldn't want the person to read that. I'm writing it so I can get over that.
Yeah.
بس في حاجات تانية I believe إنه لا, أنا عندي استعداد الناس دي تقراها عادي. أو لو فيها حاجة that I believe the person deserves to know, يعني لا ببعتها لهم عادي actually. Like a while back we were asked in like a class last year to write about guardian angels, and I automatically thought of my best friend, and then right after class I took a picture of the poem and sent it to him. لو حاسة إن في حاجة اللي قدامي فعلا هيتبسط لو سمعها أو كده, لا I would actually wouldn't mind them reading it. And
Yeah.
being written about, it's something I have mixed emotions about, لأن أنا يعني برضو هي نفس الحاجة, ببقى حاسة إنه في ناس أنا عايزة أعرف هما فعلا شايفيني إزاي, what do they have to say to me, وفي ناس تانية ببقى حاسة اللي هو لا بلاش أعرف أحسن.
I'd rather not know. I honestly don't know how I feel about it. I've never been on the receiving end of a poem. It's always been me writing about someone. So I kind of know, yani at one point in my life, it was like, oh, this person needs to see this. And I'd send it to the person. I just don't think so I don't care that the person might see it on my Instagram, or they might see it when I read it, or they might, but I think I've reached a point where, like, I don't care enough to send it to the people anymore. You know what I mean? يعني هو خلاص, I don't, if you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't. It is what it is.
Yeah, true. بصراحة, if you wrote a poem about someone you care about enough, you're going to make sure they see it. But I believe if you put it out there and wait for them to just see it on their own, بحس إن ده معناه إنه like there is a barrier between you and the person that just doesn't allow you this kind of space.
Yeah. One of my biggest influences in writing, and you've definitely seen this, I feel like it's like a modern day poet must have, is button poetry. It's, if you don't know what that is, it's a YouTube page where it's like a community of writers that all come together, but they're like not a community of writers, they're like a community of the greatest people who have ever written poetry ever. And I'd like زمان, I would sit down and binge watch the entire thing. When I found it when I was like 14, وده بقى كان اللي هو فاهمة حلم حياتي. I cannot believe that these people have the balls to get up and read their deepest, darkest secrets.
Some of the pieces begat make me cry my heart out.
They're incredible. They're just incredible. It's like unbelievable how good they are. Honestly, shout out to Sarah Kay and Olivia Gatwood for making me the poet I am today. Like, حطهم في الacknowledgements of any book I ever write. But yeah, who would you say has influenced your writing most?
I believe, there's no one in specific. بحس إن هي حاجات كتيرة قوي مع بعض. Like, I try to get inspiration كتير قوي من أغاني. I believe music has really influenced my writing حاجات كتير. And like, not just like one song. لا, أنا كتير قوي ممكن أبتدي poem like lyrics من أغنية أو كده. في حاجات برضو visuals that I see ببقى لو خلاص I want to write about that. Writing totally بصراحة, like she's not a writer, she's not a famous writer ولا أي حاجة, it's my grandma. لأنه فعلا هي بتحب تقرأ جدا, الله يرحمها, وكانت بتحب تكتب جدا. ف I used to really like read her stuff, and I used to really like reading the books that she reads, and I used to اللي هو I was obsessed with everything she wrote and everything she read. ف ده اللي خلاني اللي هو ابتدي ابقى عايزه اكتب, لان انا كنت عايزه اعمل الحاجه اللي هي بتحب تعملها. And then that's بقى like that's actually when I started بقى اللي هو خلاص اللي هو I want to write. And I was really young, like you know, كلمة was like 9 مثلا. And yeah, she made me fall in love with it. ف I believe, and she taught me برضو to like get inspiration من كل حاجة. Like she taught me to not just get inspiration من one specific book, من one specific article, من one specific writer. She used to get her metaphors out of books, out of حاجة سمعناها في مسلسل. يعني كتير قوي كنا ممكن قاعدين نتفرج على مسلسل وجدتي يبقى جنبها ورقة وقلم, ولاقيها بتكتب كده جملة مثلا من, فهو she got the idea of something, and she's just writing it down عشان هي عارفة ان that will inspire her, انها تكتب حاجة inspired by that. ف I believe انه I try as much as possible ان انا ما اتأثرش بحاجة واحدة او بحد واحد, اتأثر بكل حاجة. لو بسمع اغنية معينة, لو افلام, مسلسلات, كتب, like whatever it is, I try to let it influence my writing one way or another.
I love that. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
حسنا, ينفعش أقول حاجة تانية. Like that was just so cute. Okay, personally, My writing is divided into two things. So it's either word for word truth, like that absolutely happened, that this is a true story, every single thing in here is like way too honest and I'm oversharing, or that never even fucking happened, fantasy, honest to God, none of this is real. Where do you think your writing like lies in between those two tropes?
انا بحس اكتر انها لازم يبقى جزء منها حصل في الحقيقه، ومش like not necessarily ليا، but like if one of my friends tell me something, I'm going to imagine being in her place. If I watch something, ف I don't know if that makes it like out of imagination or if it's real. But I guess it's all based on like something that either happened to me or to someone else. And that's why, to be honest, I believe my writing is so confusing, because like I could post, for example, two poems a day. One that is extremely happy and proud and living life to the fullest, and the other one is like extremely sad. And like no one knows which one is like real, which one actually happened. But usually I like to write about situations that I've either been in or I know someone who's been in them.
But I feel like all poems are gonna have some sort of truth.
True. يعني بصراحة true. And I believe بصراحة الموقف اللي احنا بنتحط فيها كلها somehow شبه بعض، like طبعا باختلاف درجات السعادة أو القسوة اللي فيها، بيبقى فيها حاجة اللي هو ممكن تبقى حصلت قبل كده، ولو ما فيهاش حاجة معينة في الموقف بيبقى فيها إحساس أنت حسيتيه قبل كده. ف I personally believe إنه ما هو that's why I'm so confused بصراحة، لأنه I believe إنه فعلا like all our experiences are so similar. ف
Oh yeah,
believe
oh
إنه
yeah.
if I wrote something out of imagination هيبقى عشان أنا مش imagination، بحس إن هي it clicked معايا حاجة حصلت. قالت لي قبل كده
Tell me a little bit about Writer's Hub. When did you get the idea? When did you decide, oh yeah, I want to start?
Writer's Hub was legit like a huge accident بجد. أنا
Begins.
كنت بتكلم مع my best friend أمينة on the phone بجد، and الفكرة إن أنا كنت بدور على مكان بيدي workshops for writers، مكان البرومنسز، مكان اللي هو ناس بتكتب. فدخلنا يعني أنا وهي كنا بندور مع بعض، وفجأة لقينا أماكن على مثلا جروبس على فيسبوك وبتاع، بس هي تلات أرباعها فاضية ومحدش بيعمل حاجة، محدش بيعمل حاجة. that's big طبعا back at the time. دلوقتي بقى في حاجات أكتر شوية. and then I told her like what if there's like that place that starts doing things for writers ومش عارفة ايه، like احنا حرفيا قفلنا على الموضوع وقفلنا مع بعض. and then friend اللي هو كريم is the founder of على السطر كلمني بعدها، كنت بقول له مش هتصدق، هو he writes برضه، او like مش he writes، he had this platform online for writing وكده. I used to work with him at the time. فبعدها he called me and he was like كنا بنتكلم على حاجة مش فاكرة ايه، ده انا عايزك والله انا وامينة كنا لسه بنتكلم في الموضوع ده، انه like يبقى في مكان for writers like a summit with professional writers and workshops حاجات كده. And what I did not know, he was writing everything that I'm saying وانا بتكلم. And then he sent me، بعد ما لقيته بعت لي صورة الورقة كده على واتساب وفيها بقى كل حاجة، اللي هو the whole idea like summit يكون فيها professional writers maybe a panel maybe مش ايه، ويبقى اسمها writers hub. فأنا كنت اللي هو what's that، and he was like the idea just said is great and we should start working on that. And he was like he's going to use his platform to be our media partners. And then we started working on our first project. الكلام ده كان 1 أكتوبر 2019، أو مش واحد actually، لا actually بعدها بكتير يعني أواخر أكتوبر. وفعلا عملنا الإيفنت 15 نوفمبر which was like a miracle، ما كنتش مصدقة فعلا إن احنا كنا نخلصه في الوقت ده. And then يوم الإيفنت أنا كنت عاملة حسابي إن أنا أساسا هروح وأقفل البيج وخلاص بقى، يعني اللي هو
خلاص.
ربنا سترها معانا المرة دي وخلاص بقى. بس اتفاجئتني يوم انه like a lot of people are texting the page، اللي هو احنا يوم الايفنت we had like 15 followers حاجة كده، and then suddenly I woke up and it's like 400 followers and
واو
a lot of people are DMing us، واللي هو طب انتوا تعملوا ايفنت تاني امتى؟ وانا اللي هو لا ثانية، في ايه ايفنت تاني ايه حضرتك، استنى بس اما اقول لك. بس and then we decided بعدها to make an open mic مع Sugar Free Talks. ف we decided ساعتها بقى ان احنا لا هنعمل تاني event and then suddenly we do want to go for a workshop and then ابتدينا نلاقي ان الموضوع لا فجأة اللي هو في النص حسيت اللي هو لا I want to keep doing that actually.
I love that كل حاجة or like a lot of things that I find really cool happen on accident. That's my favorite thing about like creating is that it's not usually purposeful. ساعات بتبقى اللي هو oh kind of just happened.
True. أنا بيه فعلا في ال... في في مش بس في بالعكس مش بس في art بس I kind of recently realized إنه كل حاجة I don't know if that's like everyone ولا إن حياتي اللي متخلفة شوية بس I believe إن كل حاجة بتحصل بسرعة and so last minute like بجد أنا كل ما أجي أفكر في حاجة أفتكر إن أنا لا قبلها بشهر ما كنتش متوقعة إن الحاجة دي ممكن like أنا بجد if we're talking أنا مثلا يوم 1 سبتمبر 2019 انا ما كنتش اعرف writers hub is gonna be there اصلا
Oh yeah.
and like قبلها بكام يوم انا ما كنتش اعرف ان الموضوع ده هيكمل ف وكذا حاجة تانية اللي هو انا فعلا كل حاجة في حياتي that's ever happened that I consider to be an achievement او كده بتبقى like when I think
Spontaneous.
about it like ببقى قبلها بشهر 2 weeks and I was absolutely clueless that's gonna happen.
I mean kind of true بس انا شخص impulsive فانا عارفه ان انا اللي هو بيجي لي حاجات كده فجاه وبقرر اعملها يعني اللي هو يعني with the podcast it was like 2 days literally 2 days before I was like I'm gonna start a podcast and then I called everyone and I set up the interviews and I did it and then 5 days later the episode was that, like it was that وساعتها كنت حاسه ان انا بقالي بقى وقت كتير قوي بشتغل في ازاي مسكت نفسي اسبوع قبل ما انزل الحلقه دي كانت يعني فاهمه معجزه كنت عايزه انزلها اول ما خلصتها ان انا قلت لا 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 هعمل برومو بس و فاهمه بس it's really cool يعني I've learned to stop being like that عشان في حاجات اللي هو لا ما ينفعش some things you need to tell people about قبلها بحبه
ما بالظبط وبعدين بجد لا انا بحاول ان انا فعلا اعود نفسي ان انا يعني بجد one of my friends بجد she told me حاجة and she's completely right and she was like you need to learn when to pause. انا فعلا شخصية مش بس impulsive انا impulsive وما بعرفش اقعد ساكتة
Oh yeah.
بجد يعني انا نوع الشخصيات انا ما بعرفش اقعد من غير ما افرك من غير ما اخترع حاجه من دماغي كده فبس وده دي اي جس قد ما هي حاجه خلتني اعمل شويه من اكتر الحاجات الكويسه في رايترز هاب ومن اكتر الايفنتس الكويسه في رايترز هاب هي برضو خلتني ان انا احيانا اعمل كام حاجه البس بيها نفسي ملابسات انا يعني حاجات بجد انا ما ينفعش اللي هو حاجات لما انا نفسي بفوق ببقى اللي هو ايه اللي انا عملته ده ايه اللي انا نيلته ده
ايوه
ففعلا I need يعني يمكن دي أكتر حاجة فعلا محتاجة أتعلمها إن أنا مبقاش impulsive و control my hype شوية و control القرارات الغريبة اللي باخدها وأنا قاعدة في ورا
Do you have an event fail horror story؟ يعني حاجة اللي هو everything just went wrong, it was completely falling apart.
مش we didn't have an absolute disaster للدرجة like الحمد لله بجد it's genuinely like I guess ممكن كل مرة ببقى لقينا اللي هو إن مثلا مش عدد كبير يجي أو كده أو إنه حاجة مثلا ما يحضرهاش as much people بس عمري ما وصلت لمرحلة بعدين I believe بصراحة إنه ال absolute fail كمان مش إنه عدد قليل يجي I believe إن ال absolute fail إنه عدد مثلا كبير يجي and then everything goes wrong
Oh yeah.
دي بقى اللي بتطلع لي فعلا في كوابيسي قبل اي ايفنت يعني لازم احلم الحلم ده قبل اي ايفنت بالليل انا الحلم ده اساسي معانا في اليوم فالحمد لله so far I don't يعني لا so far ما اعتقدش في حاجه بشعه للدرجه دي حصلت بس I guess I have this constant fear انه انا كل الناس بتفشل فانا اكيد هفشل في يوم من الايام فبقعد بقى افكر قبل كل ايفنت ان هو يا
هو
رب
ده
ما
اليوم
تبقاش
اللي انا هفشل
المجرد
فيه ولا ايه؟
بالظبط ايوه بجد والله ان انا يعني me and my friends always talk about that and عادي اي حد بيفشل في حياته في حاجه وكده اكيد مثلا اي حد بيعمل حاجه بتيجي في مره وما بتظبطش فانا باجي كل مره my brain goes like يا ترى هتبقى دي المره اللي مش هتظبط فيها ولا لا مش المره دي
I'm gonna hit you with some quick questions وعايزاكي تجاوبي with like the shortest answers possible فاللي هو kind of like this or that
اوكي
okay شاي ولا قهوة
شاي
Queen socks in the house
never
okay
never
that's kind of
اكتر
weird
وانا صغيره ما كنتش بحب البسهم بره الهاوس كمان
ايه
انا بجد لحد اولى اعدادي مثلا كانوا بيقنعوني البس شراب بالعافيه بالعافية
يا
كانوا بيجيبوا لي بقى شرابات عليها حاجات وشرابات كاستمايزد انا
إيه
عايزة اقول لك ان
سلام
انا عندي كمية شرابات من الفيس دي من كتر ما اهلي كانوا بيقنعوني انا عندي شراب مكتوب عليه ملك جلال ملك جلال ملك جلال كتير كده فوق بعض، علشان اللي هو كانوا بيشتغلوا على حتة النرجسية اللي عندي.
What was that بجد؟ Texts or calls?
Depends on my mood.
If you could go back or forth in time, which year would you go to and why?
ما في حاجات زمان انا عايزة احضرها، وفي وقدام انا عايزة اشوف، عايزة اشوف هعمل ايه في حياتي.
عايز اشوف انا هفضل سنجل للابد ولا لا.
اه سيم. وعايزة اشوف، عايزة برضه ابقى عارفة هموت ازاي.
بجد لا انا يعني لو if I could if they paid me money اني اعرف هموت ازاي I wouldn't. I feel like I just live with the paranoia.
لا بجد I'm really curious about that. ف I would لا I would totally go for it بصراحة. هبقى حاسة ان انا هبقى عملت حاجة غبية موتتني، فاهمة؟ فاللي هو
Probably. مش عارفة ليه حاسة ان انا either هموت really young like 40 or 80 يعني مفيش in the middle، مش اللي هو مثلا زي الناس في الستينات يا اما هعيش كتير قوي يا اما هموت بدري، فاهمة؟ Which I can't tell which one I want الصراحة.
انا I've always had this idea، كل ما اجي افكر في سن معين احس ان انا مش هوصل له، بعدين كل ما اقول لاهلي كده يقولوا لي ان هم كانوا بيحسوا بكده وهم صغيرين، بس انا بجد دايما مقتنعه ان انا هموت صغيره، مش عارفه ليه.
لا كفاية كلام عن الموت. My biggest worry لما بتكلم مع حد مع صحابي أو حاجة and we speak about death and I'm like what if one of us dies and then the other is like traumatized forever. At the end of كل episode I like to do this thing because the podcast is kind of centered around Egyptian youth and giving people platforms and whatnot والكلام الحلو ده كله. I like to ask my guests to shout out three or more people. The only rule is that they have to be Egyptian and they can't be famous. يعني فش تقولي مثلا عمرو دياب، لا حد that needs recognition.
Okay, I have my friend Mar5 Music. He does amazing music. Blurifications بتاع رطوة. آلاء إيهاب. آلاء like she writes
I
like
love
A
Ale.
double L double A إيهاب and then underscore. And برضو سعيد محمد he's a friend of mine. He's a real laugher. The Singing Network بتاع هانيا.
I just met this girl for the last virtual meetup. She had like a giveaway مع ملك on Writers Hub account. اسمها ياسمين جلال. She has رواية اسمها وراء جدران القلوب لسه طالباها. It's I don't know I haven't read it but it's so good. I know that it's so good. It looks good. This girl is adorable. I love her. Her username is Yasmin Galal 98 on Instagram. Go follow her because support Egyptian writers y'all. No shade يعني ان انتوا تسابورت مي انا كمان، بس يعني سابورت ياسمين الاول.
ترو بجد. لا يا جماعة ياسمين فعلا رهيبة، وفريدة الزواهري، وفي برضو written by قمر، أو I guess yeah I guess it's قمر. برضو he's my friend. He's لا he's so good. He does like voice over، بيقرأ قصص، بيكتب قصص like حاجات بقى thriller ورعب وبتاع وحاجات فيها psychology وكده. I يعني they're so cool. وحسام وهدان he's an amazing performer.
Yes, he's so good.
وهدان versus وهدان underscore versus. لا احنا كده هنكمل بقى كده، فاحنا هنخش
احنا
على النص
هنشوت out
كلها.
the writers club كله يا جماعة. Everyone in the writers club group chat, shout out to you.
اه احنا يعني جماعة خشوا على writers hub EG، هتلاقوا في الهايلايتس بتاعتنا اللي هي الحتة بتاعت club، خشوا اعملوا follow للناس اللي جوه كلها بقى.
بس best 45 minutes of my day ho. This was so much fun بجد. مالك انا بحبك. Thank you for being on.
Same. بجد thank you so much. I had so much fun.